I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you can fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us.
All righty, welcome to the Business Beware Show. I think tonight we're going to change it to the baseball addict show.
Since
the time
addict.
Of year it is.
That makes me a little nervous. I don't know why.
I just throw everything that we had planned for tonight out. Just throw it away and let's just talk about baseball.
Okay, well, that's a curveball, but
that's
I can
right.
deal with it.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Yeah.
Can you handle the curve?
Yeah, I think I can.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, right now. I'm a little nervous, like I said.
I do enjoy this time of year because not only does it feel a lot better and, the change of seasons and everything, but also I love to watch baseball and I love to watch the playoffs, of course. And right now, tonight, we're going to have to get through real quick so we can go watch the baseball game.
We're going to cut it early. Very nice.
Cut it early. That's right. Just so we can go watch all the people talk a lot before the game.
Oh, yeah.
I think the commercials and the announcers talk and have more airtime than ball players do.
Oh, yeah. They got to pay. They got to pay for all that stuff.
They got to pay for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you can be like the guy. Did you see that like 2 weeks ago? There was a guy in the crowd that was asleep, and apparently they were, showing him on the big screen and on the thing, and they were talking about how he was sleeping. Mm-hmm. And, apparently he did not like it. And tried to sue the broadcaster and broadcasting company for like $1 million or something, and defamation and all that. So I thought that you're talking base. He obviously had to drop it because there was nothing there.
I can understand if they're showing you picking your nose or something. I mean, that's kind of private.
Yeah.
But, he's snoozing.
Yeah. Well, he also stated they defamed him and different things, and they said, they went back to the footage and anyway, you can Google it. But I thought it was kind
of
funny.
Defamed going to sleep. Of course, I've seen some games that. Pretty noteworthy of going to sleep at.
I mean, that's almost like taking, you think about when you're flying, and the people that are asleep and got the mouth wide open and stuff. I mean, I'm surprised more people haven't,
taking videos then on YouTube.
I mean, I'm guilty of that. I do like, especially Leah.
Taking videos of people while they're sleeping?
No, not yeah, family members. Some friends.
Quit it.
I know. It
too
has
much
happened.
Information now.
It has happened.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, what I enjoy about it is not only the time of year, but then also I love to see what I really like about this year is because it's the Mets and the Cubs. Mm-hmm. Usually the White Sox are there, so the Cubs for Chicago.
Or the Yankees.
And it's usually Yankees for New York instead of the Mets. I think it's great. I think it's great that they mix it up a little bit. That's what I think. That's about what it's for. So, but I guess everybody's here to talk about business, so I guess we better talk about business.
Yes.
I did see this on Twitter, which I really did enjoy. It was from a company that is, it's at Grasshopper, and I think they do some type of telecommunications stuff and everything else, but they put up some really good things on Twitter, and I told them I was going to use this, so there's my disclaimer, okay? So they never wrote me back and said I could, but I told them I was going to. So, too bad.
If they saw it, yeah.
That's right. And it's just they put out today, and it says the anatomy of an entrepreneur, and it caught my eye because you know, thinking about, you know, a show and everything. But it's really cool because do you have any idea what the average age is of someone, an entrepreneur who starts a small business?
An average age?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, how about guessing? I mean.
Oh, you want me to guess? An average age. Gracious.
32. Higher.
Really? Hmm. 42.
Lower.
38.
Higher.
Oh, 39.
You're close. It's 40.
Okay. I can't just go for the even.
That's all right. You know, that was, to me, I thought that was kind of, I guess I would expect 35 to 40 if I was to guess.
Yeah.
I don't know where these facts came from. They just written it up, put on Twitter. I don't know. But that does sound about right, if you ask me, because most people, and some of the other things they talk about down here too, I thought were pretty cool. And it kind of, you know, migrates to that age. Because one of the other things it says is that industry experience, it says that 75% had worked as employees at other companies for more than 6 years before launching their own. So, you know, that makes sense. And I think that's very wise. How many times have we said, you know, if you want to find something, you know, to do as an entrepreneur, the best thing to do is, you know, maybe start it on the side. Don't quit your day job.
Right.
And that's some of the best businesses have been started that way.
Oh, I think so. And I think a lot of times too, you know, depending upon where you are in your life, you know, if you've got a family and everything, I mean, you're kind of providing for them. Maybe you can't start that thing right off the bat. You do have to do it as a side thing. And I mean,
yeah.
You see a lot of these like on Shark Tank. There's a lot of people
that's right.
Well, there was one guy, I remember him doing some kind of irrigation something. It was very creative. I mean, and it made sense. It's like, why has this not been made?
Yeah.
But he had been working with his dad for years, and his dad's actually kind of helped him come up with this, but it took him, he was 40, or like 40, 41 or something like that. And he finally brought it to, you know, to life. So, I mean, I think it just depends too, where you're at with different things, but yeah, I think.
And you know, it's not only an idea, you have to have people are backing like the Shark Tank.
Right.
I mean, you know, and things like that. So a lot of things have to fall into place. And that's what we talk about. One of the coolest ones I remember was he kind of got the panel of, you know, the sharks, and the guy standing there, I think it was a fireman or something, he had this apparatus that you put on fire hoses and it did something, you know, and everything. And they said, well, you know, and the bald headed guy, I can't remember his name, the one that's
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, he's the mean one. He said, well, that's not going to do any good. What are you going to do with that? You know, how he talks and everything. He said, you know, you make this for a homeowner. You know, there's, you know, you're only talking about a market of 100,000, like, I think it's for fire departments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, 100,000 fire departments, but you make it for a home, and now you're talking about 10 million people. And the guy pulls out of his pocket, mean like this. He already made for the home
right.
use. You
right.
know? So he was, that was pretty cool. I enjoyed it.
I could tell.
Because Mr. Wonderful went, yeah, like that. And Robert was over going, he loved it.
That's a good thing if you can stump Mr. Wonderful. That's for sure.
Okay, back to the story. Family background. Less than 1% came from extremely rich or extremely poor backgrounds. So they're probably median. You know, talking about anatomy of an entrepreneur again. And also, they're saying that they're serial entrepreneurships. And what that means is most of them, if you're an entrepreneur, you usually have already started. The average was 2.3 businesses on average. That's interesting. That sounds right, though.
Yeah.
You know, they're glutton for punishment.
Well, that's kind of, that's the truth.
Education, 95% of company founders had earned bachelor's degrees and 47 had more advanced degrees. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what type of small business, of course. You know, you go to a pig farmer, I don't think you need that. Sorry, pig farmers, but I'm just saying that. You know.
Well, yeah, I think too, with like the technology age, that has a lot to do with it too. You know, as far as, I mean, making a, like we talk about Etsy a lot, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know how to run tech stuff, but Etsy makes it
or
so easy.
Etsy.
Yeah, or anything. So I mean, it makes it a lot easier these days, you know, not to have as much background information.
Absolutely. And don't tweet me later and say I call my daughter a pig. I'm not going there. I said pig farmers. Motivation to become entrepreneurs. Desire to build wealth was 75%. Hello. I don't get up every morning and go out the door thinking, I'm going to lose money today. I'm not going to.
I know.
Yeah. And 5% is inability to find employment. We've talked about that many times about the, you know, the downturn we went through, especially. But nowadays, remember, we had a story a month or so ago, but they're talking about now, you know, people are actually going into entrepreneurship and small businesses because they want to, not because they have to, which I thought was pretty cool, too.
Right.
So, married, 70% were married when they launched their first business. That's interesting.
That is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's probably the women telling them to their, you know, courage of the man. You know, you should do that.
Get out of the house.
Yeah. We're smart. Kidding.
Oh, mercy. Last one, it says the children, 6% of entrepreneurs had at least one child when they launched their first business, and 44% had two or more.
I believe that. I think, actually, truthfully, I think a lot of people I've ever talked to with the entrepreneurship have been young moms. They were stay at home, or they had this brilliant idea because of something they were missing, you know, for their kid, and they're like,
exactly,
and it's, you know,
something they couldn't find anywhere else, so they just developed
right.
it, and you know, they may have developed and done a wonderful job with that, but they didn't know how to market it or whatever, you know, different things like that, and that's where you have to rely on other people.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to your friends and say, hey, how did you do this?
Well, it's like those little squeeze packs for those kids now on the go with, like, applesauce and all that stuff. I'm like, what genius came up with that?
They have cups now. They have the fruit in top and mm-hmm. the drink below.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
I know. That's what I mean. I'm like, I want to shake their hand for that one.
Or drink their Coke, one or the other.
Maybe, yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Talking about business.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border will dance.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Karaoke night on Business Be Weird.
Oh, that makes me sweat a little bit, actually. I might need a little wine before I do that. No.
You need a lot of wine before you do that.
I'm kidding. Actually,
maybe I need wine to listen to you.
No. That's what it is. Is I don't mind getting up and making a fool of myself, but the thing is, you don't want to hear what's coming out of my mouth.
You have a lot of practice.
The singing, I was not blessed with singing. The sports and stuff, there you go. But the singing, I was not, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not even going there.
I know.
You know I can't sing.
Well, I think that's where I get it from. If you have any questions to send us, which we'll get to shortly in the show, some questions you've sent in, but send them to ashley@businessbeware.com. And no, do not send me any questions of if I will sing on air, because it's not going to happen unless like somebody comes with a nice little check.
Sizable donation for that. And when you do that, double it and send me half of it because I got to listen to it.
This is true.
Here we go.
Or I'll probably get a box of wine one day and somebody say, okay, do it. I thought this was very interesting. I was talking to you about this, but you know what square is?
It's an object that is four equal sides to it.
See, I knew I shouldn't even ask you that question on air.
Bible answer.
Okay.
Yes, what a square was.
Well, for those of you who know what it is, well, those of you who don't know what it is, square is, I'm sure you've seen when you're out shopping, the small business, anything, even corporations use it, but it's that little piece of, I lost the word. You can stick it into an iPhone, the iPad, or anything else, and now they have even that big iPad-looking thing for it if you want to use it. But what it does is like a commerce thing for small businesses and business to swipe their credit cards.
Is an address of places?
No, you're thinking like Foursquare.
Foursquare.
Okay. Anyway, that's not. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. But it's really cool because it's gotten really big. And actually, Starbucks is the one that put them on the map when they first started. So they obviously were backed with a big retail company. Not retail. You get what I'm saying?
Coffee.
Right. But turns out they just came out with a story and what their title was: Square Success Story in two words: small businesses.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of success stories right there.
Yeah, but the article's really neat. But what it's talking about is they basically said, the thing is we do work with larger companies, but what we've noticed is small businesses are where we want to focus on because they are the backbone of America. Mm-hmm. And so they're really catering to, the small business area and everything else. And it's really funny because a lot of people, I guess you can consider them kind of like PayPal, QuickBooks and some other things, but they're really focused on small business. So it was really cool. So it got me thinking, mm-hmm. A lot of people like you don't know what this is, what Square is, and a lot of apps and everything else. Cause this is, I think, one of the ultimate battles with the questions that we have come in where people are like, I've been running my business like this for 20 years. I need to update some stuff and I don't know what to do or don't know what to use.
Because you need to be a square.
Yeah, an oval. But I think that's one of the big things now that a lot of people face is, you know, knowing when to jump and go, okay, should I use this? Should I do this? Should I, you know, move on from doing kind of old school stuff?
Well, what does the great Ashley say? What should they do?
I think you should do like 50-50. Because here's the thing.
Oh, what a safe answer.
No, I'm serious because, I mean, I sometimes feel old school with stuff because I know some of my friends are like, why aren't you using this? And I'm like, because word of mouth still is like the number one thing that triumphs everything.
Amen. I like that.
But see, you know, I mean, it really does. So you can still use word of mouth and a great marketing thing. Just like I always say, T-shirts, free T-shirts. Everybody loves free
coffee
stuff.
Coffee mugs.
Right.
Pens.
Exactly. Exactly.
They do. I mean, everybody, and you know, whenever you pick up a pen, and especially if it's a good writing pen,
right,
you're going to say, ooh, where'd I get this from? You're going to look at it and you go, oh, mm-hmm. okay, next mm-hmm. time I'm going to order from them. It happens every day. That's why they sell so many pens.
I know. Well, and so I was the best apps for small business. So I came across this. It's actually on nerdwallet.com. It kind of fits.
I can't believe that.
I knew you would like that.
Well, they're not squares of a nerd.
Oh, Lord. But anyway, there's some actually I don't recognize, but maybe I should give them a try and I'll update you next week on them. But there are a few that I can vouch for that I've used, which Skype is one of them,
mm-hmm.
which Skype has become, I mean, even Skype my grandmother, and she's figured out how to use it. So, I mean, I know that's family, but you get what I'm saying. But the fact is that you can
even
reach.
Even she can use it.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Jumping ship. It's okay. My grandmother can use it. It's a good thing. And also, what you think about, too, like if your business partner.
Did you scare the first time you're on Skype?
No, she answered Leah's phone call while I was sitting there on Skype and told me to hold on. That's my grandmother.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So, but that's a very good one to use. And then, of course, they got some others on here. But Dropbox. I can vouch for Dropbox. Dropbox is amazing because let me tell you, when you have, think about a USB. We used to depend upon that. Like in college, those were big. So you put something on there and take it somewhere else. Well, what happens when you misplace that USB that has all your stuff on it and you can't take it for one or the other, or this doesn't work with this? Well, Dropbox, you can put something in there, a file, or you can send it to somebody, have a shared folder where anybody can look at it. You can share it across your office instead of having to go, oh, here, it's on the USB. Put it in here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's a beautiful thing.
Email.
Kind of, sort of.
It holds more information. Or
right.
But, I mean, email is always there no matter where you go, whatever device you use. Whatever.
Right. But you just got to remember, this is a side note, all technology, just like Dropbox, you got to realize it does go over a server. So don't put, like, really important stuff.
Yeah, it can be lost.
Right.
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 Where if you do old school like me, that USB is in my pocket and I don't lose it.
A lot of people
come
use
on. USB. Let's talk about this now. What's the, you know, there's an argument right there. Nobody's gonna steal anything out of my pocket. No,
I don't know. What I'm saying,
if they do, they're gonna be hurt.
That's true. That's true. See, Square's on here, and then you've got Evernote, which Evernote's a great.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
What is it?
You've used it before. Well, actually, you can like sync your notes across like different, like your MacBook or your iPhone or. Even PC stuff and everything. So it's kind of nice. Instead of handwriting it, losing it, anything else. So
I'm
just saying. But there's a lot on here. I'm going to actually try out a few of these this week, and I'll get back to you on that. But just, you know, sometimes don't be afraid to use something that's new or try something, especially. But Dropbox and Skype and that Evernote are pretty good ones I can vouch for. So if you're thinking about.
And this is for. This is for use in business, what you're talking about. The technology to enhance your business atmosphere to other people or for yourself or both?
Both, really. Okay. I mean, I use Dropbox to even put, like, pictures and stuff in whenever I want to transfer it over to instead of putting on CD after CD.
And can't you put a pretty good bit there, too, right? I mean, it's not like, it's not, I know anything's limited, but it's a pretty big file you can use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can keep getting more, but
that's interesting.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Don't be scared. It's all right.
Yeah.
All you old codgers like me, you can do this. If my mom can do it, you can do it.
Oh, I know. But you know what? I will say this. There are a lot of apps out there, and sometimes it's overwhelming because I'm even looking at some of these. I don't know. But,
you're right.
You know, pick a few and try them. But I can vouch for those other ones. So, you know, if you...
Or talk to your friends. They'll tell you about it.
That's true.
All right. We'll be right back. No more apps.
I'm ready to play. This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 90.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, we were talking about karaoke in this last one. I kind of want to start singing a song.
I would have knew it.
I'm pretty sure I sung it in the car, but nobody wants to hear that. So,
who is this?
Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna. I don't know who that is.
Yes, you
did
do.
You go to Venice?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, anyway. You know, we are actually...
moving right along.
Yeah, pretty much. We are going to jump into some questions that we had sent in this week. And again, if you have any questions for the show, you can obviously tweet us on Twitter or send them to Ashley@businessbewareshow.com. Make them good. And send the weird ones to Robert.
Yeah, my inbox is full of all of those.
How
do I get the weird ones?
That's because I pay people to send you stuff.
Hey, do you know what? I was reading a story about Amazon earlier. This was cool. That Amazon is suing reviewers. And you know why? Because there are people who use Amazon, so they can, review, do some reviews on Amazon. What they're doing was they were actually using their screen names and stuff like that erroneously for different products, saying that they're great, and they were being paid by the people on the product.
Oh, Lord, I actually believe that. Yeah, that's
too
funny. So there's two.
Yeah, I think it's like 1,146, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool if it did, but like we're 1,100 people.
I believe it.
They're suing the reviewers.
You know, reviews though. I mean, people are scared to death. Like we talk about small business because I think that's one of those things where people are scared to death get a bad review. I mean, because now you can review anything, and it's like. Even with the shot, sometimes I've gotten one or two, and I'm like, okay, you said you loved the thing, but you gave this weird, extra thing. What was the point of... Anyway, it just,
Most of them like that, everyone you see, they do contradict themselves.
Right.
Because either so mad, or they don't know what they're talking about, or whatever, but
right.
Most of the time, they do contradict themselves.
It's very interesting, yeah. You never know. And here's the bottom line. You're not going to please every single person. Even if your product or your service, anything is top-notch. It's just not going to happen. But anyway, we're going to move on to some questions. So the first question comes from Greg and Kate in New York. My business has taken off this year, and I'm at a point where I need to hire an assistant for the office. My wife and I have talked about her quitting her job to help me. We are worried about being around each other 24/7 and all that goes with a family business. Is there any advice you can offer us? Don't do it.
Hire Kate.
Uh-huh.
I think it's got to be a personality thing if they're already worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're already worried about being around each other 24/7, maybe they should be worried about being around each other 12/24 or whatever. has to.
Right.
There may already be some, what I'm trying to say, have I said that? That they may be worried about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, remember a few weeks ago we were talking about how kind of had a similar question, but it talks about where, everybody's number one thing is they take it home.
Well,
I mean...
Well, if they're around each other 24/7, then I take it home. They're already home.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, exactly.
Because she's going to hear about it anyway.
Yeah.
She may as well be paid to hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and let me give you an example, too. I think I talked about this maybe a few months ago, but there was a business in Memphis, and she had a salon. She's a haircut person, and her husband does T-shirt design. And he had gotten a local shop, storefront downtown Memphis. And she wanted to get her own place, And then she also wanted to go off on her own because she was working under somebody. And she thought, what not better to go in with my husband in the store? So half the store is a T-shirt place where you go in and design your own T-shirt. And the other part is a salon. So it's like they combine forces. And she goes, I'd rather pay rent to my husband and we're getting,
Yeah, that's a great thought, but that's a little bit different story than this one or question because, that was an opportunity because they were able to absorb, they were going to start something else anyway, so they were able to absorb and give back to themselves, which is a great idea.
But my point with that is that,
Did you have a point?
It's a different situation, but at the same time, I mean, it makes sense. Like, if she's working, maybe there's some problems, you know, with her work, and it may be the best thing to do. All I'm saying is that it actually, if your husband's business is doing well, what not better to?
Well, as long as you're on good terms in your marriage.
Well, yes.
Who's going to take care of you better than your spouse?
Right.
In business.
Right.
So
that is my point.
I mean, your mom, my wife, Paula, has been part of our business for a long time. So I'm going to lean towards the answer of hiring Kate. Okay? I always will. Not just Kate, but any husband hiring his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going to take care of that business. Because think about it. That's not only, she's not only an employee, but it's her business.
Right.
So she's going to go above and beyond to make sure that, you know, things are done right, things are on time, customers are happy as best possible, and there's money in the bank.
Right.
So it's a
win-win. And, you know, it's kind of it's one of those things, too, because I watch you and Mom, and bless Mother. And that's all I can
she
say.
Needs it.
No.
Oh, Mom,
but no, I mean, seriously, because the thing is she knows you so well, though. Like, with some decisions you have to make, I mean, she can kind of, when you back.
She already knows what
forth,
I'm going to say.
Right, pretty much. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things. But I think, yeah, it depends on, like, personalities, which, you know, whether husband and wife or brothers and sisters and best friends working together, it doesn't matter. I mean, it really, the personality is what.
And, you know, best friends. That's, we've talked about that before. It's, you know, and, you know, listen to what I'm saying out there, because if your wife, if you're a man and your wife is not your best friend, then that's sad in itself, you know. Mm-hmm. And so don't try to take that into your business, because you have to have the right foundation and relationship before you try to incorporate her into your business. If your marriage is not strong, it's not going to be any stronger if you're in business together.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You need to think about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's most that you talk to are like, it has been a journey.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes fall off a cliff.
Yeah, exactly.
But it seems like to me in their question, it's already a, you know, what he's saying is it's already it may already be something that he's thinking about, like, nah, I don't know.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, then,
like,
yeah. Well,
hire Kate.
And if it goes bad, you can
blame me.
Come at, yeah, exactly.
Email me. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
She's right. You're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. This one comes from Kim in Kentucky. I have contemplated moving my business from home to a local storefront, and I'm trying to weigh all of the options on what would be best. Do you have any advice or thoughts to offer on a home office versus a storefront?
Sure. Hire Kate. You knew that was coming.
Yeah, I really kind of did, actually. See, this is what happens in a family business. You already know what's coming, so you plan ahead.
K-A-T-E.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think a storefront, it just depends on what business you have, you know. But then again, I mean, I look at stuff like, I see something in a storefront, you know, like downtown New York or Chicago or something, you know, and it's like, that is really cool. But then you think about it and you're like, I think with this online stuff I've been doing, like through Etsy and different in-house and all this other stuff, you're going, so many people really go to the internet to look for something. And if they can find something within 5 minutes sitting on their couch.
In their pajamas.
Yeah. And like watching.
And
I mean,
delivered to the door.
Right. And I mean, that's why Amazon's so successful in that stuff.
eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Same
or
thing.
eBay. Yeah.
The original one.
And I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like, you know, if you can do everything you need to do through, like, being on online and not having a storefront, I think that's, like,
well,
I mean,
you know, how much do you save?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a tremendous amount.
Because you're overhead.
Brick and mortar. And let's face it, no matter where you're at, if it's your garage, you know, it doesn't make any difference. You still have some expenses incurred. But the thing is, you already have those expenses incurred because you're already living at that house, and you can do it in your downstairs basement or your garage or whatever else, if that makes sense to do that, and you can operate, you know, efficiently, then I think that's the thing to do, especially, you know, curb those costs as long as you can. And, you know, but she was going from brick and mortar to.
She's saying about going from home to a local storefront. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And you know, there's, there's so many expenses, and we've talked about this 100 times. There's so many expenses you got to think about: extra insurance, you know, utilities. Just the list goes on. Travel time.
Oh yeah.
You know, where's it going to be? How close is it? Gas. You know, I mean, do you have a decent vehicle to get there? Do you have to buy another vehicle? A lot of people do stuff at the house. They don't dress up. Now you have to have clothes. I mean, different clothes.
Right.
I hope she wears clothes. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah, it just got real.
But she may have to, she may feel like the need to buy new clothes to be more professional.
Well, also, do you have kids? You could be staying at home instead of having to go to
If you have pets, it doesn't matter. Kids are pets. Pets are kids. Sure. Same thing. One of those nights.
Oh, yeah.
Hire Kate. That's all I can say. Hire Kate. She's in demand.
Oh, Lord.
We'll be right back.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. Boy, I love it. Boy, I love it. Boy,
for over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show.
I never left.
You've been here this
entire
time.
I've been sitting here the whole time waiting to come back.
Yeah. I'm just glad you weren't singing. That might have been a bad thing.
I never sing. You know that.
Oh, I've heard it.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not pretty.
No.
Mm-mm. We've been
in. I don't do it anymore.
That's exactly. All right. Good. Stay that way. We've been talking about answering your questions, and this is one from Pamela in Washington. It says, I heard your show last week, and you mentioned the term custom monster and pre-qualifying your customer. What do you mean exactly by pre-qualifying them?
I can give you the short and quick and correct answer. If you pre-qualify your customer, you will not have custom monsters. Should I say that slower? This is big. Mm-hmm. If you take the time to pre-qualify your new customers, since customers are able to pre-qualify businesses, right?
Right.
For generations now. It's about time we did the same thing. If you take the time to pre-qualify your new customer that you don't know anything about as a good customer from other people, other businesses that have used, that have had him or her as a customer, then you will not have any custom monsters. If you do your homework.
It's very true.
I'll give you an A.
And I'm pretty sure if the first thing that they say to you when they call you, they tell you how to run your business or how to do it, I'm pretty sure that you should probably let them go.
There's no sense in firing them. Just never hire them.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You have dialed the wrong number.
Did you know that you can hire customers? You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask me how.
Yeah.
Just
well,
like you can fire them.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of friends, too, I'll tell them about pre-qualifying customer, and of course they love the term custom monster. But a lot of them are like, what do you mean by that, pre-qualifying? Or, you know, you can fire a customer. It's like, well, yeah.
You
didn't know that? And it is harder, too. Like, I mean, if you're like an employee somewhere, it's a little bit more of a line where it's like, are you allowed to do that? Or are you not? You know, but I mean, if you're the business owner, you know, you got somebody that's costing you time and money and all this stuff, and they're taking away from these good customers over here, then, I mean, there's a problem. And
there's a problem. You're the owner, and you need to do something about it. You know, the buck stops here, and you've got to be the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got, we've talked about this countless times, but it's worth going over again. If you have employees that are dealing with a custom monster, and I'll let you give the definition of custom monster here in a minute, so everybody will know what we're talking about. So think about that. You remember it. But if you have employees that are dealing with custom monsters, you know, day in and day out, and they find out that you fire that custom monster for not only their sake but your company's sake too, but they're a byproduct of why they're being fired, because you don't want that custom monster to take up your employee's time. You watch that employee soar. I mean, they'll stick their chest out and think, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world because I don't have to deal with that person anymore. Now I can go on about my business and take care of other people the way they should.
Right.
So the definition of a custom monster is
Dr. Evil.
Well,
no,
not Kate.
It's those that cost you time, money, and headaches. and then they constantly bother you, and I could keep going on and on and on.
Well,
but,
they draw every ounce of emotion and everything from you.
You know those crazy customers you see that jump over the counter and do stuff and everything? That's kind of a custom monster.
No, that's not kind of, that is.
Yeah, that's a monster.
I've had a few of them that I wanted to tell them, you know, if you looked up custom monster in the dictionary, which it's there now, it's been trademarked. You know, we got trademarks, so it's there. Then. If you look it up in the dictionary, your picture should be there.
I can think of a few people that might be there.
Custom monsters are why I tell every business owner to keep your competitor's business card in your pocket and hand it out.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Well,
can I go on? Can I talk about this?
Obviously. This one comes from Jonathan in Texas. My brother and I are running a lighting business out of Texas. For the most part, we have always gotten along great, but recently we've had to make some big decisions in our business, and we are definitely not on the same page. I don't want this to be a huge issue with us and our business suffer because of our differences. Do you have any advice to offer on how to move forward?
Very carefully.
Punching match.
Well, hey, whoever. 10 minutes in the boxing ring saw a lot of things. Yeah.
Well,
kick the tires, start the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, lighting business. Oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Well,
go ahead.
You say like meet in the middle. You know what I mean? Which is a lot of things, not just business and, you know, I mean, husband and wife, all the different stuff. You've got to meet in the middle of some things. But how do you really meet in the middle with some things? You know,
well, one of them's got to take the lead. I mean, it depends on what type of problems they're having. But we've talked about so many times about when you start a business and you're going to be equal partners, then you need to have some distinct things that person A is in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other things person B is in charge of. And then whenever those things come up that person A is in charge of, then person A makes that decision. Because it's an ugly monster, it's got two heads.
Right.
And you can just, you know, meeting in the middle is great if you're both passive and you, okay, whatever. You know, but most people aren't that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, and you're talking about money here. So a lot of people get real, real antsy and real, I can't say that on there what they do, but, you're controlling too.
Right. Right. Well, and I mean, I think that's kind of it, is like know your roles and know different things. I mean, and.
But make sure that you signify and you both know what each other, your role is and each other's role is before you start the business.
Right. But also don't care. How many times have we watched Restaurant Impossible? And like the number one thing is the fact that like one of them, they're not talking about it. They just keep, like, the next day goes, well, they're holding it in. They're holding it in. And it's like they build up so much anger towards it, and they won't talk about it. So the best thing to do, honestly, is communication.
Yeah.
Just, you know, tell them, you know, this is the problem I'm having and everything else. And I think that's number one thing is, you know, because then if you can't agree, then, you know.
Worst thing that can happen is poor communication between two well-meaning people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you heard that here?
Tell him how you feel.
Yeah. Well, this is how you don't run a business. Imagine if you're about to get married and you find out that the venue you booked was a reception, not only closed, but the venue operators knew it was shutting down when they took your deposit. Well, that's what a Seattle place did, an art gallery or something like that. And they finally were fined $304,995 because they did the 60 people.
That's bad.
They knew they were closing down. I'm not even going to say the name. It's not worth it. Except for all you in Seattle, don't, you know, check it out.
they took this. Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
They knew they were closing down.
Oh, wow. That's.
So, learn from this mistake. You can run, but you can't hide.
I'm pretty sure that the reviews are pretty bad.
Go to Twitter. Get an app.
Yeah.
Hire Kate. See you next week.
Of everything that stands the end, no safety, no surprise.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Thank you.
Biz Talk Radio.